It's February. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
Here comes the 215 flight out of Portland into Denver International Airport. Whoops! And we're looking at a plowed field here along Harvest Road, north of DIA. And we're looking for a big, white, fluffy owl at 0.4 miles to the snowy owl.
Or from where it was reported 2 days ago, and this morning someone reported it flying low over the fields. So we're just looking for anything that's white or owl-shaped.
0.3 miles to go, and then we should park, I think.
The Boulder Road Creepers, which is a Boulder birding group that goes out every Wednesday, saw it this past Wednesday. It's in the green. It's in the green part of the field, just about 20 feet to the right of the road. Yeah. See the sign that says 30?
Yeah, we have identified a piece of white debris as a snowy owl.
It just blew in the wind.
Yeah, false alarm.
Well, it's sort of bobbing up and down. It's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw it move. I was sure that was the owl. Maybe definitely owl shape.
Maybe that is an owl. No, it's a piece of plastic. Keep trying.
We're scanning fields near Bar Lake State Park for a snowy owl, just the mention of which sends shivers down the spines of Colorado birders. This owl with mad yellow eyes is the color of the Arctic landscape where it normally lives, preying on lemmings and other small rodents. However, on rare occasions when the lemming population crashes, these white owls invade the United States. It's a temporary expansion of range called an eruption, and this may be the largest eruption in 40 to 50 years. Already 89 reports have come in from Nebraska, 30 from Kansas, and several from fields near Denver, Aurora, and Sterling.
Weren't there two snowy owls, Ruth Carol? Or?
Yes. There was an adult white snowy owl and then an immature one, and the immature ones have dark flecks on the back. And Joe Roller, who's one of the good birders here in the state, described them as looking like little chubby snowmen who fell in a coal pile and then got washed off with a wet rag. Scott Rashid saw it from Harvest Road, now due west of a telephone pole with number 35 on it.
But there are no bird watchers' cars. That's a real bad sign. The Denver Field Ornithologists, you know, they should be grouped somewhere out here. Here it is. Let's pull off. What, not the owl, just the address. Well, you can see why they're using these fields. These fields are very green. There's green grass. They're moist. There are probably lots of voles and mice in these fields that they can hunt. It's a little like being up on the Arctic tundra. If you just ignore the gas wells and prairie mansions and jails and feedlots, industrial sites. But these patches of field look a little bit like the tundra. Here's something white. This, I think, is a post. It's white, but I think it's a post. Ruth Carroll, see that box-like building between the two power poles?
Way
just
the
to the left and in front of that, there is something very white. It looks to be about, I'd say, 0.75 miles away. I think it's a gas.
Should we set up the scope?
We have to set up the scope.
Yeah, I can't tell.
Let's see, there's something very white there. Man, holy moly.
He's putting us on.
No, it's white and it's brown. Holy moly, it looks too big, but man, take a look, someone.
Oh, I thought he was putting us on.
If it is an owl, it's facing away from us. But it's something very white and very fluffy.
I would guess that it's a piece of styrofoam, but...
We're going to lose our street cred, I think.
Oh, Glenn, give us a break here.
I knew you were putting us on.
No, it looks like an owl. I mean, it doesn't have any characteristics that aren't looking like the back of an owl. Ruth Carroll, come take a look.
Glenn could be right. It could be styrofoam.
It'll be a styrofoam.
Kind of shiny looking.
Does styrofoam have two yellow eyes that swivel when they look at you?
Okay.
Snowy owl. This is what they call a lifer for a couple of us who have never seen one in the wild before. What I was seeing is it turned its head and glared at us, and I saw two yellow eyes looking at us. It's sitting down in some sort of dead vegetation. Vegetation's probably about a foot high. So we're seeing the top half of the owl. You can see its round head.
Yes, it's moving. Yeah.
This owl came all the way down from the Arctic plains where it nested. It is so white. That's what, you know, I think would make you think it isn't an owl. How could anything be that white? Pure, pure white. To give an idea how rare this is, in 130 years of record keeping in Boulder County, only two snowy owls have ever been reported. Now, we get a few more out here farther east, but it's still quite remarkable to see one. And this owl looks to be about, I'd say, 3/4 of a mile away, about a kilometer away from us. And we're going to stay right on the road, so not bother it in any way at all. So it knows we're looking at it. And that's why we do not leave this road. We don't walk toward it, because that would be quite frightening to it. Oh, she's closing her eyes now and just sort of gazing at us peacefully. Oh, what a view.
If you're interested in coming out looking for these owls, check on the Cobirds website. Just Google Cobirds. Observations will be updated daily, and they usually tell you the exact number on the telephone pole to watch for. By the time the owls arrive this far south, they're already stressed, and many may be on the verge of starvation. For that reason, it's really important not to add to their stress. If you come out looking for snowy owls, bring good binoculars, a camera with a long lens, or a scope, so you can view them from a distance and back off if the bird starts fidgeting or looking uneasy.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County,